She scrambled up. "I'm okay." Before she could say another word, she was buried in his arms. His heart pounded, and his warmth surrounded her. Just as she settled against him, he stepped back, his hands moving to her shoulders to inspect her. "I'm okay, Trev," she repeated.
"You didn't pick up, and your back door is unlocked." "Was unlocked. I locked it, after looking for you."
"Sorry, I was running and didn't hear the phone. I saw the messages a minute ago, which is why I was calling." His mouth stopped her speaking. His mouth on hers as he bundled her back into his embrace and drew her close to kiss her. As quickly as it began, it finished.
Sorry. Should have asked."
He stood back again. Charlotte blinked. Her lips tingled. I didn't mind." With a squeeze of her shoulders, he released her.
"What happened?"
She shrugged and returned to the edge of the pool. He joined her, his arm brushing against hers. "I have to go to Brisbane." He was silent, and when she looked at him, his eyes were on her, serious and questioning. "My mother is struggling, and Lakeview Care are reviewing her suitability to remain there. They have her with a male doctor again, and he's not interested in speaking to me about her."
"When are you going?"
"Friday, but I need to check with Rosie first. I must be there to see Mum before the meeting about her future, to evaluate her. And then I'll be back Sunday, I guess." Trev put his arms around Charlotte's shoulders.
"No wonder you needed to run. A chance to clear your head, and I interrupted."
She leaned her head against him. "Can't believe I left the door unlocked. My mind wasn't functioning properly."
"Would you like me to head back? Leave you to reflect on your own?"
"No, I'll come with you. The peacefulness here cleared my mind. See? There's the kingfisher." Charlotte lowered her voice as though she might scare the tiny bird. She'd seen him a few times now, and he appeared as curious about her as she was of him. There was a branch he frequented, and for a moment or two he preened his feathers as they watched, before skimming across the pool so fast he was a blur.